This is KCUR 89.3. A study from Harvard University that was released in April shows that black students with disabilities are much more likely to get in trouble and miss classroom time than their white peers. And it turns out that Kansas is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to this. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope tells us about one incident in the Lansing, Kansas school district from last January.
Brandy Thorpe says her 10-year-old son, Dewan Franklin, is a loving child.
He's very athletic, very intelligent. He is a great kid to be around.
He's also autistic. That's why Thorpe transferred him to the New Beginnings School in the Lansing, Kansas district, a school dedicated to special education. They were happy there until there was an incident between then 8-year-old Dewan and the paraprofessional working with him. Everyone agrees something happened that Tuesday last January, but from there, accounts differ. At a meeting the day after the incident, Dewan told his mom, administrators, teachers, and police what happened after he was tapping his pencil on the desk.
Miss Deedee slipped the chair from under me, then she pulled me against the wall and choked me.
In case that wasn't clear, he said he was choked. Thorpe was recording the meeting.
Then once I got off, I picked up the chair and threw it at her. Then I picked up the whiteboard and hit her with it.
Ms. Deedee, or Deidre Dietz, is the paraprofessional who typically worked with Dewan and one other student in the classroom. She was in the meeting and said Dewan attacked her right after she took his pencil.
And I wasn't expecting him to be so angry with me. And that's when he came at me. And this is when my hands go up immediately. He's awfully big to be restraining. My hands go up.
According to the school's records, Dietz was a foot taller and 145 pounds heavier than Dewan at the time.
No, I was there for the situation where he had felt choked, which...
Gina Rich is another paraprofessional. She said she saw it happen.
When she put her hand out because things were coming towards her, when he gets mad and he puffs over his shoulders and comes forward. So he pressed towards her. Okay, but her hand wasn't even anywhere close. It wasn't around. It wasn't anything. She only put her hand here to protect himself.
In a statement, the director of special education for the district, Mary Alice Schroeger, tells KCUR Dietz's outstretched hands came into contact with Dewan's neck when he charged at her. She says Dietz required medical attention, but does not mention that Dewan did too, despite the fact that Thorpe sent her son's medical records after the incident to the school and the district.
This is much more than a breach of trust.
Dan Lowson used to be a public school teacher, but now he's an attorney. He's not involved with this case, but he's worked on cases like it.
You have to question, how is choking part of any appropriate response?
This is no ordinary case. Dewan is not only autistic, he's also black.
With kids of color, and especially black boys with disabilities, you have race, gender, and disability status in play, and they may be being treated differently on any of those three or all of those three combined. And that's a real concern.
Lowson has spent most of the last 20 years researching racial inequity in special education. He's the director of the Center for Civil Rights Remedies out of UCLA. The center's data shows that in Kansas, black students with disabilities spend 5 times more time out of class than their white peers due to discipline. He says that's not because they're misbehaving more, it's because they're being treated more harshly. He says most teachers reject this idea, but the evidence is there.
This is a widespread problem, and when you put race and disability together, that's when you see the incredibly profound impact.
Thorpe says she doesn't know for sure that her son's race played a role.
But I will tell you that from the superintendent on down to the teacher's aide that did this, everybody involved is white.
She says things haven't been the same for Dewan since that Tuesday last January. The very next day, he woke up with neck pain. An urgent care doctor found bruising consistent with choking. Then he developed a severe rash and his ankles began to swell. Doctors told her it could be from stress.
It was horrible. You know, a really great experience at this school for us turned overnight, it turned into a nightmare.
Thorpe and her family no longer live in Lansing. She serves in the military and was transferred to South Carolina. Despite the distance, she says the trauma of what happened to Dewan has followed them like a dark cloud. Thorpe filed a formal complaint with the district. The district's investigation found that the para wasn't violating protocol and that the one witness who corroborated Dewan's account of the events, who also happened to be a black child with learning disabilities, was not credible.
You know, when I think about this, it makes me very upset, and it makes me wonder if these are things that my son is going to have to deal with as he gets older.
Many parents of special needs children worry that police and other authority figures won't understand their kids' behavior. Many parents of color share that concern. Thorpe says she worries about both. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.